Blog Talk Radio.
Power. Shadow of a presence you can abide, and like Ezekiel with dry bones in the valley, I blow and release my wind and my glory. So shadow of my breath, you can abide, and like Ezekiel, with dry bones in the valley.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, we bless the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we praise his name, we worship him in the beauty of his holiness, we want to say thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise his holy name. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praises shall continually be in my mouth, in my lips. Hallelujah. I so want to bless God this morning. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Let there be a praise in your belly. Let the praise come forth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. There is a word from God this morning in the name of Jesus. After we pray and do this worship song, which will be a short song. So short worship, Blessed Assurance, is one of my favorite. I'll pray, and then we'll get into the word. I will not keep you long, but there is a word from God this morning in the name of Jesus. Good morning to each and every one of you. In Jesus' name. My Savior, oh. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. We give you honor. We give you glory. We magnify your name, oh God. We come to thy throne of grace this morning just to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy, oh God. Thank you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Your name is worthy, O God, of praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. We say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come to thy throne and we ask for mercy. Bring down your mercy upon us. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, forgive us of some of the things that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Hallelujah. Forgive us. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in your way, in your truth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to do what is right in your sight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to walk by your spirit and not by our flesh. Help us, oh God, in our walk with you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender our lives to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, let our meat be to do your will, O God, just like Jesus. Jesus said, my meat, I'm here to do my Father's will. We are here to do your will and not our will, O God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we need more grace to do your will, your grace to help us, O God, in our walk. Your grace is sufficient for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, O God, to help us to forgive one another as you forgive us, O God. We pray, Lord, that your love that you embrace us with, oh God, that will embrace others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That your love is contagious, oh God, that those that are connected or those that will meet along the way, they will feel your love through us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray that our lifestyle exemplify the lifestyle of Jesus Christ, oh God, not by one, only what we say, but how we live and what we do, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And even though there are times we will stumble, but help us to be honest, oh God. We ask for mercy, that you will forgive us. You said, we confess our sins. You are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us. We are totally dependent upon you, Jesus. You are our lifeline. You are our strength. You are our source. You are our everything, oh God. We are connected to you. Hallelujah. Just like a baby is connected to the mother through the umbilical cord, oh God. We are connected, oh God, to you too, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, that cord that cannot be broken, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as we stay connected to you, oh God, we ask you to release your daily benefits. We ask you, oh God, to empower us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to walk in your dominion, anointing your dominion, authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let our lives exemplify Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Romo Sotoria Karamaseteriaka. Hallelujah, Ramaseteria Kurumaseteriako. May the life we live speak for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Yeremoseteria Kurumaseteriaka. Yeremosoteria Kurumaseteria Karamase. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Romo Seteria Kurumaseteria Kurumaseteriako. Hallelujah. Help us to leave a legacy for our children and grandchildren, a spiritual legacy in the name of Jesus, spiritual legacy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. We worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. How great thou art, how great thou art. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise his name. We worship him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. I feel the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Ramasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kalamase. Hallelujah, Ramasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kurumase. Hallelujah, Ramasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Ko. Hallelujah, Ramasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kurumase. Horiya Masadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kurumase. Urumasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Kurumase. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship him. In Jesus' name, we adore you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Romosederia kurumosederia ka. Hallelujah, Ramasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Karamase. Hallelujah, Ramasadiriya Kurumasadiriya Ka. Gloria Masadiriya Kurumasadiriya 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 Ka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramasa de Koromasa de Koromasa de Koromasa de Karamasa. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke chapter 5, from 1 to 14. Luke chapter 5, from 1 to 14, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, pressed upon him, that's Jesus we're talking about, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which were Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he has left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let your nets, I'm reading from the King James Version, nets for a draught. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. I love this. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed. I want you to pay attention a little bit. Let me go back to 5, verse 5. I'm reading Luke 5, 1 to 14. Please get your Bibles or write the scripture down. Hallelujah. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. If you realize, Jesus said, let down your nets. Simon said, at your word, I will let down the net. I want you to realize, Jesus said, nets. And Simon said, net. Hallelujah. I'm going to go through that. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. Because, hallelujah, the net break, Jesus said, net. Simon did net. So, of course, obviously, the net broke because it was too much, and they beckoned unto their partners, which was in the other ship, that they should come and let them. And they came and filled both the fish so that they began to sink. Both of the ships were filled. When Simon saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him at the draught of the fishes they had taken. And so also was James and John and the sons of Zebedee, which was partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. And they came to pass what and followed him. Okay, let me stop right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love this scripture. I've preached about it a lot of times. And this morning, the Lord wanted me to preach about it again. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the things I want you to pay attention to, in verse 3, there were two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would trust a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Hallelujah. There were two. The fishermen were going and were washing their nets. Hallelujah. It is so fortunate that Simon was still in the ship. Hallelujah. And Jesus went in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what I love about this story? Because Simon did not tell Jesus to leave. He allowed Jesus to sit on that ship. And he listened to Jesus. Jesus said, go a little further, push out. And Simon allowed Jesus to sit in that boat or in that ship and teach and preach the word of God. The other fishermen in the other ship, they were gone. They were not in their ship. They were gone and they were washing. They were out of the ship. They were washing their nets. What am I saying to you this morning, my sisters and brothers? When you think it's over, it is not over. When you think your life is over, it's not over. Do not be disappointed. Do not be frustrated. Trust in the Lord. All night, this was their living. This is how they made their living. All night to be out in the sea and not catching nothing. Because when they make their living, they took this fish. If you read Jewish history, to the market or something, this is how they made their living. And all night, it's like you go to work and there's nothing. You come back with nothing. Even though you try and you try and you try, but there's nothing to show. God comes to us at unusual time. You know, he doesn't come when we want him to come, but he comes right on time. You cannot, I want to encourage someone this morning. You cannot give up. You got to be strong. Stand still. God is speaking and see the salvation of the Lord. What he says he will do. But he doesn't do it the way we want him to do it, how we want. Because if he does it, that means we are dictating to him. He's God. We have no right. We have to honor and reverence God and be submissive and put down that spirit of pride. God, I want you to do it now. Do it now. No, 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 no. Humble yourself before the Almighty God. Hallelujah. So Peter is still in the ship. Hallelujah. He's still there. Others have left. They're washing their nets, but for some reason, Christ meets him there. Don't be too fast to get out of that ship. Amen. Don't be too fast to give up and leave it and walk away, because the very time you're about to give up, that's the time Christ will come in. Hallelujah. Don't give up. I don't care how the situation looks. How gloomy it looks. Stand on the word of God. What he says he will do. Hallelujah. And so Peter was there and he allowed Jesus. You know, you got to allow Jesus to come into your life. That ship of your life. Allow him. Because you see what Simon is allowing. You don't see Simon Peter say, oh, Lord, like the churches do, give me And you can only come on my ship if you give me $10 or $20. No, he allowed Jesus to come on his ship. Jesus said, move further. He wasn't impatient. You know, sometimes Jesus comes into our life, wants to do things, we get impatient. Oh, when he wasting time, when he will do this, I'm impatient. That's not the fruit of the Holy Spirit, to be impatient. We don't want God, we want God to do it. Do it now, do it now, do it now, do it now. He wasn't, he probably sat there, and I know he did, because he was on that ship with Jesus, who is Simon. And praise God, because he heard the teaching. He heard the word. He was right there. Hallelujah. We got to be patient with God, patient with Christ, patient with the Trinity, patient with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Be patient with God. That is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When you're patient, you be patient with men also, because you never, ever know. If you're impatient, you will lose your blessings and will pass you by. If you're telling Jesus, hurry up, I got to go, I got to go, I got to go. I have to go. No, he allowed Jesus to teach from there. He didn't charge him no money. He allowed Jesus, and he sat right down and received some of that teaching. That Jesus received all of that teaching because he was there. He listened and he received too. Hallelujah, because I'm sure God opened his spirit man to receive what Jesus was saying. And the Bible said, you know, Jesus was not preaching for 5 minutes either. It must have been at least some time, maybe 30 minutes, 1 hour. I don't know, the scripture don't say. And the Bible said, not because when you're teaching, you will take your time to teach. The Bible said, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. You see what Jesus said? Look, launch into the deep. You think Jesus didn't know that Simon had been all night and didn't get anything? But God chose to bless Simon that day. He said, so you can get a draught. God, Jesus didn't tell you just launch into the deep. When you launch into the deep, you will get a draught. I will bless you. You will get an overflow. But you notice there are so many steps. There are steps that you have to take. Launch. You allow Jesus to come into the boat. You listen to his instruction to push a little further. Then he tells you to launch into the deep. What's it? So that you can get some draught. Look at what Simon said. Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. The Lord said, launch into the deep. Go further. Let down your nets. Then Simon said, but look, we've done this all night, and we got nothing. And look, I've been doing this thing over, or some people will call you about the nursing exams. And they say, Apostle, please pray. Every time I keep failing these exams, and I don't know what's going on, and they'll ask you to pray. Or I've been trying to see about this immigration thing, and it keeps giving me a problem. Or I've been trying to do this. Or I'm tired with this sickness. I pray, and I can't get healed. I don't know what it is each and everyone going, but God knows what you're going through. Hallelujah. So when he tells you to launch deep and let down your nets, don't let down your net. Because he wants to bless you. Who am I speaking to this morning? God wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to set you free. He wants to deliver you. This is your breakthrough. Hallelujah. But you got to allow him to come in into your ship of your life. You got to be patient when he's there with him. Don't rush him. Don't speed. Be patient. That's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. You got to open your ears to hear. You got to follow his divine instructions. Look what he did. The man, he did launch into the deep and let down your what? Your nets. Peter and Simon said, we toiled all night, but nevertheless, I will let down. Jesus said, nets. He said, I will let down my net. Jesus said, bring one cup, two cups. Oh, Jesus, I can't bring two cups, I will bring one. Jesus, myself, for some of you, go look for this car. Go look for this house. Go look for this. Oh, God, I don't have no money. What do I will stay with in my being. Go and look for this. Go and do this. Oh, just trust me. Hallelujah, I'm going to heal you. Oh, I'm tired. Lord, you said, but you would pray. Oh, God, I'm tired. I'm tired with this life. The pain is too much for me. I'm tired. I can't make it anymore. I'm just ready to die. I'm going to see my parents. I'm going to see this. We give up. And we give up. We have a tendency to give up. Lord, just take me. I can't make it. Oh, Lord, I'm tired with this marriage. I can't make it. We want to give up. Oh, Lord, I'm tired. I can't make it. I'm tired with this child. God said, be patient. Pray for your child. Oh, Lord, I'm tired. This child is so troublesome. I'm sick and tired. I'm tired of this job. I'm tired of this. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is being patient. God is developing that character of patience in you. You have to be patient. Patient. And Simon was patient because he's allow Jesus to be there at that time. If he was impatient, he was not going to receive. When you're impatient, you do not receive, my brothers and sisters, from the Lord. You got to be patient. Patient with your children. Patient with your husband. Patient with everybody. You got to be patient. Some people get on your nerves, but you say, Lord, help me. Well, yes, we got people that get on our nerves. But what do? We take it to God in prayer. Be patient with one another. Be patient. Be patient. We are all different. We have different characters, different ways. But we got to learn to respect one another and be patient with one another. And because of patience, look what happened to Peter. He launched into the deep, even though he let down a net when he said nets. God wants to do multiple things in your life. Let down your nets, not your net. He wants to bless you exceedingly abundantly. He just don't want to heal you of this and that. He wants to heal you completely and make you whole. He wants to deliver that son or daughter of yours. Hallelujah. He wants to spare your marriage and help you in all your other things or your job. But be obedient. And so what happened? Peter let down the net, and the net almost broke. And what if the net had broken? He would have lost his blessing. We praise God. There was another ship that came and helped. Can you imagine two ships so full of fish that the ship was about to sink, all both of them? So what do you think happened in the marketplace? Peter made so much. He and the other fishermen, because I'm sure he shared, because it was so much. God bless him exceedingly abundantly. He did not have room even enough to contain the blessing. Listen to what God tells you to do. Let down. Let down your nets. Let down your nets. Don't listen to what man say. Listen to what God says. You are at the edge of your breakthrough. You've been toiling all night, but this is the day. that the Lord wants to release those breakthroughs in your life. Wherever you are, just lift up your voice and begin to praise Him. You know, God is a wonderful God. God is an awesome God. God moves in a mysterious way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. Hallelujah. We bless God. Hallelujah. We praise God. There's a shout in my spirit. There's a praise in my spirit. I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the spirit of praise deep in down in my spirit. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We adore the name of Jesus. And I'm just going to say this once. My second son has always given me trouble up and down. Hallelujah. Yes, it's painful for a mother, but you cannot let that take over you. You have to move on and do what God has called you to do. Because sometimes the enemy, you will pay attention to those things and you will lose your destiny or what God has for you if you start soaking in your sadness and pain because of what life has dealt with you. Sometimes we just, most times, well, I praise and I move on. I've been in ministry and my son has been locked up, of course, and I'm moving on in ministry. I don't stop. It's been years. The children have hard head, and you tell them what not to do this, to do that. And, you know, and sometimes God will save them, but they bear the consequences of their actions. You know, some mothers, we need to stop condoning our children with certain things. Not that I never condoned my son. He got caught up selling drugs, that got caught up in jail and all that stuff. God saved him from being dead because they shot at him, but God put a shield over him. This is a testimony. He put a shield over him. They shot at him. They were dead in front of him, the police officer, and God covered him because of prayers. God kept him covered. God kept him alive. Went to D.C., persecuted and all that stuff. This Tits and Tony and everything. One thing I would say about my child is he always tell you the truth. He'll tell you, Mommy, I did it. He always tell you the truth. He would never tell me, Mommy, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, because I always ask him, tell me what you did so we can know how to pray for you and how to get this, because I like for my kids, because that's how you get prayer, when you know the truth, okay? Because when you go to God, you don't want to go to God with lies, because God already knows. So I'm not going to God and say, oh, my child didn't do this, my child didn't. No, God, my child did this. I ask you for mercy. I pray and fast for mercy for him. Help him in the name of Jesus. So you go to God for that, and sometimes God will allow certain things to happen. Hallelujah. So I did go honestly before God, and I prayed. God has been blessed, as my son has been escaping a lot of things before this one, but he just was going and doing too much. And this time, I thought he need to stop it before God get upset with him. But this time, what I want to say to you, it's almost, he should be home anytime. I can hear a knock on my door, and my son will be home because he's done everything he's supposed to. And we're looking forward for him to come home anytime. But God always speaks the children to have a blessing and an anointing on their life to mess with you. You see, if sometimes God will, the devil will mess with you, the child to have that anointing. That's what he wants to do, because he wants to stop certain things, prophecy from being fulfilled. But what I'm saying, all this to let you know, you cannot give up on God. And the reason I'm saying this to you, because when I was pregnant with this child, the Lord told me what he will be. Hallelujah. When I was pregnant, and there was no, it was a, I remember there's a white lady, a prophetess, and she spoke into my life and spoke about this baby. I wanted a girl, but she talked so much. And when she finished talking, I knew it was a boy, because it seemed like everything she talked about was the characteristics of a boy. Hallelujah. I had the baby the next day. So I always remember those prophetic words spoken in that revival when she came to me and spoke those words as I was pregnant. So I never let go of those promises of God. Even though this child did all kinds of stuff, I held on to the promises of God. Hallelujah. You cannot give up. You got to hang on to God or church. I don't care what man say. It's what God said. People will talk about you. People will say things about you. It doesn't make a difference. That's why I always give my testimony. I don't care. If your child is perfect, that's fine. But I don't care. I will say what is right and what is going on. Hallelujah. That's my testimony that the Lord has given me. Hallelujah. And I praise God for that testimony. But the same, I was telling the prophetess yesterday, the same people that persecuted the state's attorney office in Washington, D.C., they persecuted him and everything. All these, guess what? They say all the law, the judges, everything. These people kept in touch with him because they noticed that he was so smart. He's coming out of jail they have offered him a job at the prosecutor, the state attorney office. He is offered a job to work there. When he comes out, he's still in prison, and he's been offered a job to work there because they realize how smart he was. What am I saying to you? You cannot give up on God. Hallelujah. He has gotten offers for his book that he's writing about the reform system in prison. He's writing a book and he's gotten offers because he's smart. He's smart. But that's why the devil wanted to put him down for mothers and to give up on God. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Allow God to come into your life. Let him move and use you for the glory. Hallelujah. Will it be easy? No. But I trust the Lord. His word will surely come to pass. Word spoken will surely come to pass. I'm trying to encourage you. Do not give up on God. The very people that persecuted him is the people that offer him a job. Hallelujah. Isn't that God? God moving on his feet. You cannot question God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, when I read it, did all these different things, I said, oh my God, is this true? Is this true? But you cannot be God. What God says will be. You just got to keep on praying and praising, and continue moving in your divine purpose and destiny. Don't be distracted. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize, and that prize is Jesus Christ. He will never let you down. Don't give up right at the edge of your breakthrough. Don't give up. Be patient. Praise God. And don't speak negative into your children's life. Speak positive. Speak positive. Stop speaking negative things. I always spoke positive. Myself would think I'm crazy. I say, you, God told me you would be a prophet, and I would keep speaking into you. I don't care what you're doing, what you say. Mommy, stop saying it. No, this is what God said. Oh, mommy, I don't care what I say. I'm telling you who you will be because I'm telling you what the word of God said. I'm not telling you what the world told you you would be. The world didn't tell you. The world telling you you will sell drugs, go to jail. But I'm telling you what God says you will do. All things work together for good for those that love the Lord, that are called according to his purpose. Yes, you will go through those things, but you will have a testimony. You will get a book offer. You're getting a book offer. Coming out of prison with a job, a book offer that will bring him into thousands and thousands of dollars. Hallelujah, that he's been writing. Isn't that God? And I just pray, I said, Lord, let it be the bestseller that will help others. A young man, African-American young man. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, my those who know me, my sons, my ex-husband, all his families are lawyers. So my son come from a family of lawyers that, you know. So now, I mean, they saw the gift, the talent, the everything in him. And they're going to use it. God's going to use him to bless other young men. Sometimes you got to go in prison. I'm not saying it's right, but if, or maybe that's what his past, that's what his destiny, I don't know. But now he can help other young men under the glory of God. I know it will not be easy, but I know God's word stands. So I just want to, I give you that testimony, and I gave you the word of God this morning. I wasn't even supposed to come. I was tired. But the Lord prompted me to come, hallelujah, to encourage you. Yeah, let people talk. Let people say stuff. Don't worry about it. People always talk. People say stuff, but trust in the Lord. Don't be ashamed. What? Let him with us sin cast the first stone. If you got, cast the first stone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. Someone join me just to praise God. Praise God in your situation. If you're sick, praise him and speak healing to your body. You have that authority in Jesus' name. And believe the word that you're speaking. Ask and pray, and praise him. Whatever is going in your life, praise him. Begin to praise him and begin to tell him thank you. Praise him. Do not give up on God. Do not give up on God. Do not give up on God. I will bless the Lord. I will bless him. I will praise him. Do not give up on God. Hallelujah. Mothers, don't give up. Fathers, don't give up. Whatever situation. Hallelujah. I know it's been rough. I know you've been crying. I know it's been hard. You're right there. Right there. At the edge of your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, I thank you this morning. You give me the strength. I didn't even think I would make it to do this service. But you prompted my spirit and you fill me up to give this word. Maybe it's for someone. I don't know who it's for. But you know who it is. You know who's on the line. I pray that this word encourage them and bless them in a special way. Father God, you're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I pray this word bless you and touch you and encourage you in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Let us say the grace. If there's I don't know if there's anyone wants to say something before I close. I don't like to keep you long, amen, but something short, 2 minutes or what, or less than 1 minute or 2 minutes, hallelujah, amen, in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to bless God this morning. Thank you for your message, Keith, this morning. I was so discouraged. I was very discouraged this morning. The use of what I didn't even have to use. I just want to forgive me. I told myself I was going to kill myself because it happened with too much baby. And then you came on with the world. I want to bless God this morning. I was touched by the word this morning in your testimony. I just want to ask God for his forgiveness. After listening to the word, I was released. I asked God that he should take away the encouragement from me. And the word I said, I would not say the incident. I just want to bless God for the word I was touched this morning. I'm touched in yes. That bless God. I just want to bless God this morning for the word. Thank you, Apostle. I continue to bless you. And keep it in your prayer. Because I was told to say, I told myself, I'm going to kill myself. I know God is in control. No matter what situation I will be, He's in control. I just want to ask God for His forgiveness and keep it in your prayers.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there's a song that says, because he lives, then I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your daughter this morning, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, perhaps you just prompted me. Just because of her, because you saw what she's going through. And you prompted me, even when I was tired and felt like sleeping, you said, no, get up and do the line. It's because you love her. You gave them the word for Lord. Mm-hmm. And you love her. She's the apple of your eyes. Mm-hmm. Satan, the Lord rebuke you from in our life. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, you have no right and authority. Her body, soul, and spirit belongs to Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you from the life of her children and grandchildren in the name of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God will stand. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment shall be condemned in the name of Jesus, because she is your daughter. She is in a covenant relationship with you, Jesus. Take away pain, take away anguish in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. Take away discouragement in the name of Jesus and release that joy, your unspeakable joy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, embrace her. Let her feel your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We silence the voice of the enemy speaking into our ears in the name of Jesus. We break her loose in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, she is your servant, oh God. She is your daughter, oh God. Father God, greater is he that is in her than he that is in the world. And she can do all things to Christ who strengthened her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak blessings, we have breakthroughs in every situation that is going on right now in the name of Jesus. We release the anointing, the power, and the blessings and favor of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Lord, you said you will make a way in the wilderness, oh God. You will make streams in the desert, oh God. So, Lord, we know that you will make a way. You have already done it in her wilderness experience. You have made streams in the desert, oh God. She can drink from that oasis, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And, oh, Lord, we thank you. Strengthen us, oh, God. Strengthen our spirit, man, oh, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, strengthen us, oh, God. Breathe on us, oh, Jesus. Oh, riyamasa neriya kurumase. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. It is well. It is well.
Thank you,
it
Apostle.
Is
Thank
well.
You.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Because I know God just did it. God, when God tells you to wake up and bring a word, is for a reason. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I bless you ever so much for making me to see this day. This is the day he has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm grateful to him for just giving me his life, his breath in me that I'm living. No matter what the pains may be in my legs, but I hardly cannot walk, but I thank him. I stay alive. I was touched by the summer this morning. Thank God I was there. Thank God I for the summer. Thank God he woke me up this morning. I learned how not to give up on him. I should not give up on him, no matter what the situation may be. From end to end, let me continue to hold on to his unchanging hands.
Amen.
Let me speak.
Hallelujah.
Lord, but nevertheless.
Amen.
Nevertheless.
Yes.
Nevertheless,
hallelujah.
When you tell me to do, let me do it. Nevertheless, I gave up on my life, neither on my son.
Hallelujah!
I will never give up, no matter
Hallelujah.
What they do. Let him do it. Just let him give me my life. Let me breathe the breath of life. I can even be in anything that they say she's not walking again. She can't walk. I will still praise you. Once you lended me this breath, Lord, I will praise you. Thank you for the summer this morning. Let me, learn how to depend on God. I will never give up on him. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up Pastor this morning, oh God. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you touch her. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your healing virtues to flow, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we command her body, her legs to come into alignment with the word of God. In the name of Jesus, to heal her body, her legs, oh God. And any part of her body, oh God, that needs healing, we pray for healing right now. In the name of Jesus, we release the blood of Jesus to bring healing to her body by the stripes of Jesus. She is healed, oh God. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Father God, that she will not be in a wheelchair. We cancel it. We cancel that word in the name of Jesus. That the Father God, that you will walk, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you will use those legs, and those legs will be strengthened in the name of Jesus, because you said
Amen.
It. And we believe it, oh God.
Yes.
We don't have doubt. We know it will surely come to pass.
Yes.
Not only you will walk on this earth, you will walk to tell the goodness, you will walk, Lord Jesus. And you will strengthen and heal the land, because I know you will do it.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
And we bless you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just complete the claiming your healing in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else? If you feel you need prayers too, just open a press, healing or whatever. The line is
praise
open. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful this morning, Lord, for waking me up to be a part of this spirit ministry, to hear your word. I praise God's blessing in your life, Apostle, and I'm asking, Lord, for healing, for strength, for faith. And God is just good. And I say, Lord, help me to hold on. You are the healer. You are the healer. You are the restorer. You are the way maker. You are the father. Please, Lord. Please. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter this morning, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you will heal her physically, heal her spiritually, heal her emotionally in the name of Jesus, oh God. Heal her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal our relationships, oh God, in the name of Jesus, especially the relationship that is yours, oh God. Father God, that she can completely put her trust in you. Oh God, that you will help her in her walk. She is totally dependent on you. She has nowhere to go but to you, oh God. So, Father God, I pray, God, that you will encourage her, that she will move in your ways and move in your will, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, speak peace. Peace, 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 that surpasses of all understanding. Peace be still, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in her home, in her family, peace in every area of her life, in her job. Peace, we speak peace. In the name of Jesus, we silence the voice of the enemy in the name of Jesus, and we only the counsel of Almighty God will stand. When God is for her, who can be against her, oh God? So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your healing, oh God. We command the body and the soul to come into alignment with the holy word of God. Let this mind of Christ be in her, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. You send your word and you heal, O God, in the name of Jesus. There's no distance with your word, O God. Heal our family, O God, in the name of Jesus. Find them together with your holy course of love, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are the center of our life. Oh, Father God, we bless you for the things that you have in store for her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, open her spiritual eyes to see. Let her look in the spirit realm and not in the natural realm, because there's so much you have for her that she can see, oh, God, and move. Hallelujah. That you daily load her with breakthroughs and benefits. We thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, amen, amen. And amen. Hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there anyone? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, we bless God, we praise God, hallelujah, and we thank God. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Ghost rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I will continue to pray for those of you who came on and told me what was going on. Even if you were shy and you didn't come on and just say something, but I will still lift you up in prayers. I love you. Have a wonderful, blessed, and safe day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.